12 months ago, our next guest performed on the kids of the year version on The Voice. It was Gracie Lang, who had Delta Goodrum working right alongside her. And since then, Gracie has performed at many carnivals, particularly in Victoria. But this morning, before we chat with Grace, I wanted to play to you a brand new song that we are releasing. It's called Ride Away. You can imagine yourself on the back of a horse being a jockey as you listen to this new song called Ride Away.
You breathe it in, you take your place. You feel the breeze across your face. You're riding nowhere, you're riding nowhere. The sun is up, it's in your eyes. We'll leave the wild world behind. We're running free now, we're running free now. Let the rushing wind lift you up. It's gonna carry you away. You see that this is how we ought to be. Just get on up now. Don't give up now. Ain't about the first or last. Just let go and take a chance. The day is ours now. The day is ours now. Let the rushing wind lift you up. It's gonna carry you away. Take your place. You feel the breeze across your face. You're riding nowhere. You're riding nowhere.
Well, that's the brand new song for our next guest here on Racing HQ, Grace Lang, the daughter, as I said to you, of Robbie Lang, the trainer out of Victoria with his wife, Rachel, and Grace is on the line. Grace, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Well, gee, that's an exciting, pumping song for our thoroughbred industry.
Yes, it is. We tried to aim it for the racing industry scene. There wasn't many options other than The Horses by Darryl Braithwaite.
Exactly. There's not a lot around. I've often looked for songs. Tell me, who did you work with in getting it all done?
I worked with a production team called M Squared. which was just two guys who really know the industry well, and they could promote my personality and my passions through the song, which was really what we wanted to do.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. We know that you were on The Voice Kids just over 12 months ago. I mean, you shot to stardom then, Grace, and I know you've sung for the second time on the weekend at the Sandown Cup meeting, the national anthem. Your career, have you always wanted to be a singer?
Yes, that's always been my dream from the very start. So when I auditioned for The Voice Kids, you know, and I kept progressing through all the rounds, I realised that that was definitely, like, what I wanted to become. And, yeah, so I've been lucky enough to also perform at so many of the race meetings, such as Warrnambool and Sandown, and hopefully I just keep getting better from there.
Yeah, let's hope so. It must have been amazing going back to The Voice to have that experience of Delta Goodrum by your side.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I was very fortunate to have Delta as my coach, and I don't think I could have gotten to where I did without her. Yeah, and she's just as beautiful as she seems, and she really did coach me to the best that she could.
Yeah, how old are you, Grace, or how young are you?
Well, I just turned 15 the other day, actually.
Okay, 15. You've got to, if you want to make this into a career for you, a lot of hard work ahead, but you obviously love singing.
Yes, definitely. I'm willing to put in the work if that's what the outcome will be.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, so this is a song called Right Away. Now, people will be able to gain access through this very shortly, hopefully through. Is it going to be iTunes?
Yes.
Okay, definitely. So just stand by for that. We'll let our listeners know when people can go on and download it, as they do these days, onto their iPads or iPods and things. But have you got new songs ahead for racing?
This is my only song really for racing, but I do have a few others that should be coming out quite soon also.
Okay, and they're just different variety songs?
Yeah, there's a whole sort of them, yeah.
I guess you didn't have much of a chance to get away from racing. I mean, we've just heard your new song regarding the life of a jockey, I guess, Right Away, being on top of a jockey, being on top of a horse. Grace, just tell us, what's it like being the daughter of Robbie Lang there when he loves his horses?
Well, I guess it's kind of second nature to me. I've just grown up with my dad being a trainer, and it's obviously a very demanding job.
Yeah.
But you see how much work my dad puts into his horses, and then what he receives from it. So I guess that's really good for me to use for my singing.
Yep, yep. And have you ever thought about not being a trainer, but being involved? Do you get involved in horses? Do you look after them there at home?
Yes. A lot of the time back before The Voice Kids started, but since I've been really busy, I haven't had as much time to get to work with the horses, but I do love riding myself, and yeah.
Fantastic. Now, well, it's good to have you on our show. As I say, a brand new song called Right Away, released by you. And as I say, we'll update for our listeners when it is available on iTunes. You better head off to school. We thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Grace. Grace Lang joining us there, and we'll give you some detail when it goes up there and you can download it. Let's go to Perth now. Breakfast with the Stars is underway. Adam McGrath is joining us from Perth Racing, and Adam will be on every Saturday morning while the carnival's on with his best. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I've got a list of horses that I understand were galloping, and probably for us here in the eastern state, Buffering was going to have a bit of a light workout this morning.
Yeah, they're throwing the list out the window here in Perth this morning, but we have seen Buffering go around. It went around with Tour Parnhams in Bass Strait and Vital Importance. He didn't get asked to do a lot, but he did look very good, looked healthy in the coat, and just cruised around at a very easy tempo. So I think for everybody looking to see Buffering run another big run here in Perth, he ticked a lot of boxes this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Those other two, Bass Strait and Vital Importance, two of Neville Parnham's?
Yeah, and Bass Strait looked really good. Obviously, this is another horse that came across from the east last season, and put in some really good runs. And again, they weren't asked of a lot, but Bass Strait certainly caught the eye. And one of the ones a little bit earlier that we'll be seeing in the WA Guineas, we saw London Lion and Man Booker go around together, of course, both from the Daniel Morton stable. And Man Booker looked really impressive, has drawn barrier 11 for the Guineas, but I thought did the better of the work compared to London Lion as well. So they're the other gallopers that we've seen out so far, but we're running a bit behind time here at the moment, so they're the only ones.
Understand. I know Waterman's Bay is going to have a little bit of a spin around heading towards the race. The barrier draw for the railways due within the hour, but how important is the draw from this mile start at Ascot, Adam?
Yeah, it means a lot here in Perth. It is very hard to get across if you do draw wide, especially if you are a horse that would like to take the front. So this is probably the most important draw out of everyone that we have in Perth. And we've seen in recent years that it can ruin your chances immediately. There's a lot of motion at the barrier draw as well, a lot of pressure on everybody that has to draw it. So, I mean, when doing the form, this is probably the key aspect compared to absolutely anything else in Perth with that 1,600-metre start.
The Winterbottom field is out, buffering, fast and rocking, Waterman's Bay, Shining Knights there, Rommel's there as well. Magnificio is there. We're going to talk to a few of these trainers during the week, but that barrier draw being done tonight.
Yeah, that'll be done tonight at the casino. And again, going to be a very important one because the quality field, I mean, we've seen buffering come across here and do it before. Waterman's Bay run first up was exceptional. I know that the Grant Williams stable is very upbeat about Shining Knight. They believe this horse is always good first up, and they've just targeted this race. Dawn Approach was massive the other day in a 1,400-metre run as well. So dropping back to the 1,200 to suit her. And Neville Parnham's also quite bullish about Rommel. I spoke to him on Saturday, and he just told me to watch out first up and make sure I had a dollar or two on Rommel. So it's certainly an interesting field. Mad Asser blew the field away yesterday in a trial. So there's going to be a lot of speed, and again, that barrier draw tonight, so we'll get to see the speed maps and how it's all going to play out.
All right. We'll have the Railway Stakes barrier draw on air around 11 this morning for our listeners, and then, of course, tab.com.au will have the markets up. Thanks for your time, Adam. We'll join you later on in the week.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Adam McGrath, it's 6 to 10.